This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all doing great today. It was a busy week in tech with the new Apple Vision Pro mixed reality headset debuting in the US. We'll get to that this hour. Google unveiled its ChatGPT killer in Canada called Google Gemini, formerly referred to as Google Bard in the US. That came out on Thursday. Also this week, many Canadians looking up how to optimize their TV ahead of the big Super Bowl game. I've written about it for Sun newspapers if you want to look that up. You don't need a new TV, but I do discuss in the article how to optimize your picture and sound ahead of the big game in plain English. Well, on today's Tech Talk, speaking of football, we'll kick things off with OnePlus to learn about its pair of new value-priced smartphones that impress in the features department, that's for sure. Offering a lot of bang for the buck with its OnePlus 12 and even more affordable Android phone, the OnePlus 12R. After that, as hinted at earlier, we'll talk about the just released Apple Vision Pro headset from Apple, which fuses virtual reality with augmented reality. We'll talk with the head of a company called Gravity Jack. Also on Tech Talk this hour, I'll play more of my interview with the Kevin Smith, yep, the 15-time filmmaker who has written and directed Clerks, Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Dogma, the Jay and Silent Bob movies, and much more. He also writes for TV and comic books, stand-up, the list goes on and on. And so we'll talk with Kevin Smith in a couple of minutes from now. And finally, SanDisk will join us on Tech Talk to celebrate Black History Month with a new themed external drive they have with an Afrofuturism theme. It's really cool. All of this and more on an all-new Tech Talk powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the show with our first interview. A pair of new smartphones are garnering quite a bit of buzz. In fact, IGN, a popular magazine for tech and games and movies, they wrote, and I quote, "Samsung's new Galaxy S24 lineup already has something to worry about," end quote. The author was referring to the OnePlus 12 and OnePlus 12R, now available, and joining us to share what's newsworthy about them is Marcel Campos. He's Director of Integrated Marketing Campaigns at OnePlus North America. Hi, Marcel. Good to chat with you for the first time.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Great. Now, before we talk about the new OnePlus 12 and the OnePlus 12R, please tell us a bit about the company, which just turned 10. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. 10 years old, right? Just like my son turns 10, like some months ago. Like, well, OnePlus is a company that is focused on tech goods, mainly on the smartphone area. I think when we start, we have a very distinctive promise from other competitors is to always bring what we call a flagship killer or a flagship level product with the experience of a flagship device, like super ultra high end, something like that, at a very competitive price. So trying to make it really fair for the end users. And we kind of extend that for all our products, no matter if you are the buds, earbuds like we have it, or other products that we are bringing to the market, to the North America, all of them, we try to be very competitive in price and bring the best technology possible.
Got it. All right. So competitive features compared to the competition, but at a more aggressive price point, kind of best of both worlds is what you're aiming for with the OnePlus brand. And I think the new OnePlus 12 and 12R are no exception. Talk to us about these new devices. Why don't we start, if we can, Marcel, with the OnePlus 12. What are its key features?
Well, the 12 is the brand new device we just brought to North America. It's what we call an all-rounded flagship experience without break the bank. So like we're going to have all features you can find on flagship devices. You're going to have three cameras, telephoto cameras with 64 megapixel, main cameras with Sony sensor with 50 megapixel. We're going to have a screen that is like 2K resolution, super bright, by the way, with 4,500 nits. So if you go out on the sun, you're going to see it perfectly like no other. A lot of RAM, up to 16 gigabytes of RAM, in fact, a lot of storage, 512. So we've got a lot of options, but I think those products, they stand out by battery performance, processor performance, because it has this new Snapdragon 8 Gen 3, and also the charging speeds, because we are still the fastest charging speeds by wired devices with like 80 watt charging speed, which is a lot. Our competitors The best they can do right now is 45 watts in North America. So we are almost double that number. But also we are bringing to the market the 50 watt wireless charging. And 50 watt wireless charging, it's kind of crazy bringing this device to a very different position regarding any of all the other competitors we got in the market right now. Even our wireless charging speed is faster than the wired charging for our competitors. So I think the 12, it's really impressive in terms of performance in all areas.
And what's the size of this Android device?
This is a 6.8 inches device. So it's like a big screen. It's funny because we call this kind of devices, now we have to have a name for this kind of device. There are so many devices in the market, right? Different form factors like the foldables, the flips. And now we call this normal kind of device of candy bar.
Right.
Just because it looks like a candy bar.
And how much does the OnePlus 12 cost before we move on to the 12R?
Oh, yeah. The OnePlus 12, starting with 12 gigabyte of RAM, 256 of storage, starts at $799 in US and $1069 in Canada. Those are the starting price, and you can have something really cool that work both to 12 and 12R that we're going to talk in a minute, I believe. You can trade in any phone in any condition and get $100 off in US and $150 off in Canada. So no matter which phone you have, if it's that old grandma phone, if it's a landline phone, if it's a broken phone, your old Nokia taking dust on your garage, you can trade in and get $100 off in US and $150 in Canada.
That's great. Are you joking about the landline, or you'll take a landline phone?
Not joking at all.
Wow.
You can ship your landline phone.
That's hilarious. Well, that's great. Okay, so that's the OnePlus 12, aggressively priced despite its strong feature set and that charging speed. It's crazy for both wired and wireless. Agreed. We are chatting with Marcel Campos. He's Director of Integrated Marketing Campaigns at OnePlus North America. OnePlus is one word, capital O and capital P. There's also the new OnePlus 12R. What are the key differences between this device and the OnePlus 12?
Oh, that's a good point. Both we consider flagship devices, but I believe the 12 is, like I mentioned, the all-rounded flagship device. The 12R is for those who want to be more wallet-friendly, and we call it internally and also externally, we are saying that to many of our colleagues on media, this is the real flagship killer. It has this processor of last year, the top processor from the last year, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, which can run any app available on the Play Store right now. And if you download games, you can play in the max settings possible. So it's still very competitive processor.
Yeah.
But also has probably the biggest battery you ever pack in a device. It's 5,500 milliampere battery, which is huge and definitely can take you to 2 days of usage without any kind of compromise.
How many real-world hours could you say that could yield? I know it depends on what you're doing on the phone, but let's say it's just web browsing or something.
Yeah, a web browsing is going to take more than 2 days there.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying like real user, you know, like when you are taking pictures or make some movies and browsing the internet, like you mentioned, or watching something on YouTube or any other place or Netflix movies, just to use like normally, it can easily take you to the second day, full second day.
That's impressive. So a huge battery in the 12R, up to 2 days, depending on what you're doing, of course.
Yes, depends on what you're doing, but come on, 5,500 milliampere battery is a lot, though.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, TikTok, whatever you want normally, it can take you to the second day easily until the end of the day.
And how much is the OnePlus 12R, Marcel?
So here goes the most important feature, in my opinion, about this device, because this device is for people who really want to, you know, get the flagship experience, but without really expending a lot of money for that. So it's a super fast device with the best technology possible, starting at $499 in US with the 8 gig of RAM, 128 storage. And Canada is going to be the 8 gig, 128, $669 Canadian dollars. So this is very, very impressive. And that thing that I just mentioned, the trading any phone, any condition, $100 off in US, $150 in Canada, also applies to this device. So this device, you can consider as starting as $399 if you apply the trading any phone, any condition.
Wow. Yeah, very aggressive pricing indeed. And before we wrap up, Marcel, you did mention some accessories earlier, wireless charging and wireless earbuds.
Yes, you can have we call it like 50 watt VOOC wireless charging because it's how we brand it, but it's like super fast speed of wireless charging never seen before. So definitely we work with the Qi1 and Qi2 charging capacities. This is not a problem because it's retrocompatible. But also we are bringing the OnePlus Buds 3, which is a new earphone, true wireless, noise canceling on the device. You can have it for $99 in US or $139 Canadian dollars, which is a very aggressive price for a high-end sound level earbud.
Yeah, that's like a third the price of some other leading wireless earbuds with those features. So again, price is certainly a big story here, Marcel. And finally, where can we learn more about the OnePlus 12, the OnePlus 12R, and these accessories?
Well, we can go to oneplus.com. We are selling our products there, but we also can learn a lot of them over there. We have all information. And also you can find those products on Best Buy in US and Canada and also on amazon.com.
Oneplus.com as well as Amazon and Best Buy. Marcel, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for talking to us today and congrats on the launch of the pair of new devices. Very exciting.
It was great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Tech Talk is powered by Chevrolet Canada. The all-new 2023 Chevrolet Colorado has leveled up its tech. Outside, its Multimatic DSSV shocks and available factory lifted suspension make sure you're staying level on and off the road. While available first-in-class Stoflex tailgate storage gives you the flexibility you need. Inside, it's 10 available camera views, 11.3 diagonal infotainment display, and fully digital driver information center make this the truck of the future. The all-new 2023 Chevrolet Colorado was made for more. Start your adventure today at Chevrolet.ca. Speaking of Chevrolet, I'm stoked for the 2024 Canadian International Auto Show, the CIAS, taking place this week at the Metro Convention Center in downtown Toronto. I'll be there on the media day, which I'm looking forward to, kicking the tires on new tech. So next weekend on Tech Talk, I will play some of those interviews. When we return, however, we're going to catch up with Gravity Jack to hear about the work they're doing for Apple Vision Pro, that new headset. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 25 years. Here's Tech Talk.
With the launch of the Apple Vision Pro mixed reality headset early this month, it's a perfect time to have Luke Ritchie on the show, dubbed the godfather of augmented reality, whose company, Gravity Jack, holds several key AR patents and is also responsible for the first AR toy and first AR or augmented reality browser. Luke is the founder and chief visionary officer at Gravity Jack. Love that title. Thanks for your time, Luke. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for having me. I appreciate it.
Before we talk about what to expect this year, including Apple's Vision Pro, which I had a chance to test drive, let's first explain what augmented reality is, or AR, and also tell us about your work that earned you that moniker of godfather of AR. That's awesome.
Oh, so I personally don't call myself that, but I have heard it before. Just in regards to that, we were very, very early in the AR space and really the first to do mobile AR. And our patents specifically, there's a lot of stuff happening with AR, but we drove stereoscopic computer vision as kind of the method of tracking and seeing the world. So that's why people call me that. I wouldn't necessarily call myself that though.
Okay, fair enough. Don't be humble, but I get it. But yeah, you know, I think our listeners know what virtual reality is, where you put on a headset mm-hmm. and you don't see the real world around you. You are sort of whisked away to another time and place, and it's tied to head tracking. So when you move your head around, what you see is also tied to that. So it's very immersive. But AR is a kind of a different animal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think that you were born into a world where you're already computing with 3D objects. Now imagine, you know, there's this world where the content that, you know, is coming from the internet, subject matter experts, all kinds of content can now be placed into that same space that you've been operating in your whole life. And so that's where things are going to appear on your table. You're going to be at your kitchen and your recipe will be floating above you, but it'll also be noticing if you're using too much salt, combining it with AI specifically. So this world where everything is about to change and digital content is about to be included in the analog that we all live in, that's what's actually about to happen with AR.
All right. So AR, or augmented reality, is where you wear a headset that lets you see the world around you, or you can hold up your phone and through the camera lens, you can still see the room that you're actually in for real, but there's digital information superimposed on top, right? It's as if you can see, for example, if you're playing a game like Pokemon Go, it'll look like there's a Pikachu character in the same room or on the same park bench that you're sitting on, because it's digital information layered on top of the real world. Or it could be information instead of an image. Like you said, it might get a pop-up like a recipe or something like that, but it's layered on the real world environment. That's the key, I guess, distinction between AR and VR.
Fair. And I think what they'll also do too is, like, specifically with the Apple Vision Pro, it'll be hard to actually tell to a degree, you know, with some content, what's real and what's not.
Yeah. Super cool. I can attest to that. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to play around with it, but before we talk about Apple Vision Pro, tell us a bit more about Gravity Jack. I hinted at your toy and browser. And I also heard that Nolan Bushnell, who I've interviewed in the past for one of my first books about game design, he's on your board as well. He was, of course, the founder of Atari, and he started the Chuck E. Cheese franchise.
Yeah, that was actually an amazing thing to actually get them on our board. So Gravity Jack, we're the oldest augmented reality agency in the United States. You already mentioned some of our first. We were the first to do a physics engine in augmented reality. We do agency work for places like Meta. We're currently in a fundraising and an expansion of our company to do a game for ourselves called War Tribe of Binyamin. That video game, when we showed it to Nolan, he was not on our board at the time. It took me months to get to him. But once I did, I showed him the game and the mechanics, and it took about 30 minutes to really take him through what we're doing. And he said, this is revolutionary.
Oh, wow.
For the video game industry. And I got chills when he said that, because when you have the father, the true father of all video games, say that to you, you're like, wow. So that's what we're working on right now, is the game, which is amazing.
I'm going to ask you about War Tribe of Binyamin a little bit later, but that was a good overview of what Gravity Jack does. Let's now pivot and talk Apple Vision Pro, which is out now in the US to start. What is it exactly? For those who have heard the phrase, maybe in the news or, you know, on their X feed, their Twitter feed, but they don't know what this is.
Apple is just amazing at doing transcendent things that actually, I call them generation jumpers, where, you know, people that maybe never used a computer could use an iPad and the iPhone and that simple experience. The Apple Vision Pro is a headset, what we call a head-mounted display in the industry, that you wear on your face. And it's going to be primarily in-home and in-office experiences. And because it's tethered, there's some attachments to it. And what you'll do is you'll actually use your home as your computing environment, your gaming environment, your entertainment environment, adding that digital content into your space. And this is, it's step one in the experience. But what they've done really is, we knew in 2009 this would happen. We actually wrote out a timeline of the entire industry. We were 100% accurate on it, except for the time frame. We're totally wrong on how fast it was going to come. But there was a demarcation point that we marked, and it was two things. It was an in-home oriented set of HMDs.
Yep. Head-mounted displays. Yep.
Yep. Head-mounted displays that would be AR primarily, but it would have likely a knob that would turn it all the way up to VR, and it would be high resolution and full field of view. We actually thought that it might come from Apple. I did guesstimate that it would be about 2016, 2015. So again, the timeline was way off, but it was, it's really neat to see this happening, because from our chart that we drew, this is actually the point where everything changes, where people experience this thing and they're like, whoa, this is amazing.
So no doubt you're excited about this from a technical standpoint. Yeah. And there's 1,000 patents tied to it. And it really is remarkable. Just to sort of paint a picture, since this is audio, when you don the headset for the first time, these icons appear in the room, like sort of above you, hovering or floating above you in the room that you're in. And it kind of looks like a home screen on an iPhone or an iPad or even a Mac. But when you look at the different icons, like photos or mail or Safari for web browsing, because there's eye tracking, not just head tracking, the headset knows what icon you're looking at, and it'll illuminate to tell you basically, you're looking at the right one. And all you have to do is tap your forefinger to your thumb together, like you're pinching, to open that application. And the magic, you know, Apple, I'll give them credit where credit's due, is in the user interface and the experience. And it's so smooth to go through content, whether it's entertainment, like watching a movie that seems to be like you're really there, including interactive virtual reality, which is always fun, to the spatial photography and videography where you're playing back like a home movie. And I got chills feeling like I was right there in someone's memory, you know, even with spatial audio where someone was talking to the left and you can hear a child's laughter to the right. It was like I was brought to that exact moment. It was so magical. So yeah, this is a pretty crazy. Even reading text, I was impressed with how crisp the text was, like to read. Now, I don't know if people want to wear a heavy headset and connect to a battery pack for a first generation product. You know, it's pretty wild.
Absolutely. We sound like Apple fanboys, which I'm fairly tech agnostic, but I think they just did an amazing job. I mean, like Apple does, they really, really think through experience. One thing to add to what you said, the spatial video, that's one of the things that we believe is one of the massive game changers, because when you watch a YouTube video or, you know, from training to an emotional response to a music video, your brain actually responds in a very specific way. Now, if you're at that concert or if you're in front of that teacher or at a psychologist's office, you actually have an emotional response, which doesn't look the same on the brain scans, even with the same content from 2D to 3D. So there is huge things coming, just even in the mental health space, training space, learning. As soon as you're at a Z axis, the spatial video capability, our brains literally process it like we're there. So that magic you're feeling is really because other than scent and touch, those are the only two sensible perceptions that are missing from this experience to trick your brain.
I was also impressed, by the way, that you don't need an Apple Vision Pro headset to capture that video. Because right. I'm thinking, like, who's going to want to wear that at a family gathering or, you know, Christmas morning? But now starting with iPhone 15 and going forward, you can use your phone to capture it and then you play it back in the headset. We're chatting with Luke Ritchie. He is the founder and CVO, Chief Visionary Officer at Gravity Jack. This is a company that creates augmented reality content, whether it's for entertainment purposes. They've also got clients, including Meta, formerly Facebook, and all the work that they're doing. We'll talk about the Meta Quest 3 headset in a moment. But just to wrap up about Apple Vision Pro, Luke, I made a comment that you seemed impressed with it from a technical standpoint. But what about from a sales perspective? How do you think it's going to do? I mean, it's like, what, $3,500 to start? And that's over $5,000 Canadian, by the way.
They sold out within hours, you know, of their pre-order, which I was literally up at 5 a.m. ordering.
And is it true it was about 200,000 pre-orders?
And that's just the start. Really, what's going to happen is when people experience it from, you know, they try their friends or whatever, they're going to realize I don't need screens. I'm not even going to open my MacBook. It's going to change the way we compute. I mean, we've expected this for 15 years.
Well, for $3,500 US, I don't know if I'll agree with you, but let's continue chatting with Gravity Jack about the Apple Vision Pro when we return on Tech Talk. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk, where you won't need a Geek to English dictionary to tune in. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting with Luke Ritchie, coined the godfather of augmented reality, whose company Gravity Jack is working on some content for Apple's new Apple Vision Pro headset out in the US this past week for $3,500 US. Luke, before the break, you were explaining that you may not need a computer because when you wear the Apple Vision Pro headset and you open up, say, a word processor, you can actually type in front of you on a virtual keyboard and the text pops up just so it's kind of like having a computer. Like you don't really need, unless you don't want to wear this thing on an airplane, fair enough, but it kind of replaces a full computer.
Yeah. And you think as the convergence of AI really starts to take effect, you know, managing, making sure everything's accurate, voice recognition, even intention and the fact that it's watching your eyes, you know, it's going to be able to measure. Your AVP at Apple Vision Pro is going to know what you're about to do even before you're doing it, just by the intention and the movement of your body or even the place you are inside your home. So there's these really cool experiences that we don't even have yet that are just right around the corner also, so I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with demand personally.
All right. So you think it's going to be a commercial success because there's a lot of naysayers out there.
I'm 100% saying that.
Oh, wow. Okay. And speaking of the Meta Quest 3, what do you think about this headset that debuted a few months back? It also now has augmented reality capabilities and not just virtual reality like the Meta Quest 2 did, or very limited AR. You could see, I think, through the headset, but it was grainy and black and white with the previous generation. But now it's colorful. You can play games and all that with both virtual and augmented reality.
So I'm not going to slam the Meta Oculus you know, Quest 3, because we're reference developers for that platform. Like, actually, some of the example code is our code for other developers.
It's also 10% of the price of the Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think there's a difference when you approach making a head-mounted display in HMD for VR versus AR in the way you're going to interact with the content and even what the primary purpose of the platform is. You know, is it entertainment, learning, training, those sorts of things. VR, it right now, there's this small chasm between AR and VR. There really is a world where very soon it's just going to be, like I said, turning the dial up to be in VR. But I think Meta has done an amazing job of creating a great VR experience. And Apple has done an amazing job of creating an amazing AR experience. And there is a convergence coming, but that's a little ways down the road.
Wasn't going to ask you about this, but what's your take on the whole rise and fall of the metaverse? It's like kind of dead, but billions was thrown at that 2 years ago.
So I am of the mind that eventually that both these technologies will almost make geography obsolete. That's a little ways down the road.
So you don't think metaverse is dead? It's just too early.
Yep. That's my view.
Okay. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Luke, any other thoughts on how mixed reality will come into its own this year?
I think the masses are going to actually now understand the possibilities for augmented reality when they start experiencing the Apple Vision Pro. I think content is going to boom. The fact that you can create content with spatial video just from an iPhone it's going to change Instagram. It's going to change everything. But I think that change is going to be what's going to be realized in 2024. And being in the augmented reality space since 2009 with some of the earliest, it's a good place to be this year, finally.
So even without the barrier of entry being cost for most people out there. What about those who don't want to wear anything on their face? They just simply will not wear a headset.
That world's a little farther off. I mean, to get to the micronization, we need to where it's just like a pair of glasses. There's a number of technologies that have to be developed, including battery life. But really, how do you offload compute fully? And you can't even do it at the cloud because of the time it takes to get to the cloud. So you have to have compute in a locality. So I know people are working on some technologies that offload compute to like devices that are not in use and those sort of things. But that's farther down the road. I think they just will. They'll almost have to. It's like people that don't like smartphones, but they still have to use them. You know, you can't get anywhere without it.
Yeah, but to push back slightly, you know, that's a small little rectangle in your hand,
Good point.
Compared to wearing these giant goggles. And again, the Apple Vision Pro, it's not light. It doesn't even include the battery. You're still tethered to like an iPhone size battery that you have to have beside you. You know, again, first generation, fine. But for those who are going to spend $3,500 and up on that, and not to mention you probably need an iPhone for the full experience, so that's another $1,500 or so. Anyhow, you get my point. All right, so before we wrap up, Luke, tell us about that original augmented reality game a little bit more called War Tribe of Binyamin. It is designed for Apple Vision Pro. Is it coming this year or 2025?
2025, and we're in process of developing it. We're also in process of doing a financial raise, both private and public, for that. It was actually the game we defined in 2009. So we wrote our patents around this game that we wanted to be able to do, and like what technology would have to be there, what events. And so it is mobile and Apple Vision Pro. So there's this kind of movement that we expect across both platforms. On the Vision Pro side, you know, you might be seeing your whole scene. And on the mobile side, that's where we're actually doing some of the geo stuff and some of the outdoors types of activities. Again, it's the way we got Nolan Bushnell, founder of Atari, to join our board, was when he actually saw our mechanics video. And it was him, not me, that actually called it revolutionary. So I was like, yes. I mean, to have your childhood hero literally say, you know, put his rubber stamp on. But one of the more important things too that it does is there is a play to earn component inside it that actually provides essentially a crowdsourced mechanism for digital work through gamification that we believe will actually systemically and generationally change groups of people in poverty and move them into productivity. And so there's a very, you know, social good aspect to this, but it doesn't feel like it as you're playing the game. It's just integrated into the core mechanics.
Well, we'll have to have you back to learn more about that because that sounds really interesting to me. And just quickly, is this like a strategy game, role-playing, action? What's the genre?
We're actually calling it diagonal progression. So you could be a grandma and you might be doing some management with your family for 1 minute a day, and you can be a hardcore gamer where you're actually also playing. So there are components to all of it. It sounds like it's really big. It's not. I'll send you a video afterward, Joel. You'll kind of see how we integrate this. But it really is like, how do you get all of humanity to play a game? And why would they? And so what are those motives?
Curiosity has piqued. Thank you. Yeah, I look forward to that. But it's been great chatting with you. Luke Ritchie's been our guest. He's the founder and chief visionary officer at Gravity Jack. What's the best place to learn more about your company?
GravityJack.com. That's everything's there.
All right. GravityJack.com. All the best.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
As I mentioned earlier, I wanted to play a couple more minutes with Kevin Smith, the filmmaker Kevin Smith, when he interviewed me for a radio show he was hosting on KFI in LA. So here's a couple more minutes before we get to our next guest, SanDisk.
We're sitting here. We're ready, man. Our ears are ready to receive, just like yours. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.
The machines are getting smarter. This is Tech Talk, brought to you by Skynet.
Mark, you there?
I am. Hey.
I could not wait to tech talk to you.
That was fun last week.
It was. It was good times, man. Mm-hmm. And then what do you got for us?
My videos on social media, they do well, but they don't generally go viral. One of the videos that I shot at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas a couple weeks back has 1.1 million views and over 30,000 shares. That's on Instagram alone. Yeah, so I was happy about that. It's this transparent TV from LG. When it's turned off, the television is virtually see-through. So it can blend into your decor. You don't have to put it against your wall. In other words, you can have it on like an easel kind of thing or wherever you want to place it. Or you can have it show you some content like fish in an aquarium, if you will, and you can see through to the other side. So it's got this cool sort of conversation piece thing. And then when it's turned on, you could watch TV semi-transparent if you want to. I don't know why you would, but then there is like an opaque mode where this screen in the back, you know, glides up and it makes it fully, you know, opaque.
Have you seen
it? So that was cool.
Did you see it in action?
Yeah. So the video that went viral, I shot it. It was a vertical. Don't roll your eyes as a filmmaker.
You never get vertical. That from me. I'm no snob. Vertical. Whatever gets the image out.
Well, because it was like, you know, it was an Instagram reel. So yeah, exactly. I shot it vertically and I also used it on TikTok and stuff and all that. So that was kind of cool for me. If you want to check it out or tech it out, as I like to say, Google Mark Saltzman and G Transparent TV. And it's a pretty cool video.
That's why I told them you could have as much of our interview as possible. Yeah. Like, he gets them hits.
Oh, yeah.
He's viral, Mark Saltzman.
Yeah, that's right. He's a viral sensation. What else did I want to talk about? That a lot of listeners who use the incognito or private mode when they're using the web, when they're browsing the web, think that what they're doing is private. So I wrote an article for AARP. So I wrote how you're not invisible, unlike that TV.
Wait, what?
When you're browsing in a private mode or incognito mode. Whatever you do while you're browsing is known by your internet service provider, by your browser company, your search engine. When you leave that browsing session, your history is cleaned out. Cache and cookies, like anything that remembers you. But what you did during that session is completely known. And that's why I recommend the free DuckDuckGo web browser to remain fully anonymous and also consider a VPN. I always use NordVPN. Anyhow, that was Kevin Smith. How cool is that? When we return, we're going to catch up with SanDisk on more Tech Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk, powered by Chevrolet Canada. The all-new 2023 Chevrolet Colorado has leveled up its tech. Outside, its Multimatic DSSV shocks and available factory lifted suspension make sure you're staying level on and off the road, while available first-in-class Stoflex tailgate storage gives you the flexibility you need. Inside, it's 10 available camera views, 11.3 diagonal infotainment display, and fully digital driver information center make this the truck of the future. The all-new 2023 Chevrolet Colorado was made for more. Start your adventure today at Chevrolet.ca. All right, this is really cool. One of my favorite tech companies, SanDisk, whom I trust my data with, is doing something special for Black History Month with an Afrofuturism edition of its Extreme Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. To tell us all about it is Brian Pridgen. He's Director of Product Marketing at Western Digital, the parent company to SanDisk. Welcome back to the show, Brian. Good to chat with you again.
Thank you for having me, Mark. Good to talk to you as well.
Now, before we chat about celebrating inclusion and a special new SSD or solid state drive to commemorate it, please tell us a bit about SanDisk.
Well, most people know us, Mark, for our storage devices. We are a memory storage company. Think about all that digital stuff we have, the pictures, the music, the video, the business files, the personal files. Today, we have more digital stuff than ever before.
Yep.
So our business is to help consumers like you and me store, share, enjoy those things safely and even create more memories to store on digital content. So it really comes down to, we are all about protecting your precious memories. Because Mark, if you lose that digital content that you have on your phone, on your computer, it's gone. It's gone forever.
Great point. And even if you upload content to the cloud, once you stop paying for that subscription service, you're without your data. Like, a lot of people don't realize that when they start, you know? So I love having offline, reliable, high-speed backups at my fingertips. And that's why I was saying off the top, Brian, that I always trust SanDisk, because without reliability, there's nothing there. I know you make SD cards, USB thumb drives, solid state drives, which we're going to focus on today. And I love this new themed one. So without further ado, let's hear about the SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD Afrofuturism Edition and how it's tied to Black History Month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. And you're right. We're the world's most trusted brand when it comes to storage. That's what we do, right? Our engineers, our technologists are dedicated to bringing you the world's most reliable storage. And what we're doing now for Black History Month, this new product is totally different than anything we've ever done in the past. And essentially what we're doing is we're creating a world's first one-of-a-kind creator's toolkit. The goal is to inspire creativity from current and future creators. This project is part of a broader initiative, and this initiative is called Community Creations. And our goal is to build deeper, richer relationships with communities. And so what we're doing is we're taking our leading technology, we're taking our know-how in building portable storage devices, and we're changing it. We're changing the look, the feel of the product, and then we're also adding content to the product to draw more folks into the conversation. So when you think about this product, the Afrofuturism Edition, as I said, it's a world's first. And the first thing that you noticed of this drive, it is very different on the way it looks. And what we're doing is we're featuring a manga character called Cast. That's C-A-S-T. It's part of our whole Afrofuturism concept. What Afrofuturism really means, there's an artistic aesthetic of Wakanda and what Afrofuturism means. But also, Afrofuturism is an ideology that's really envisions a world where you use your imagination to think about some things that haven't been done, or even think about utopian societies or leveraging technology and leveraging science fiction to come up with something that's truly unique. And at the same time, from a cultural aesthetic, it is Afro, from an Afro perspective. But the futurism side is, what are we doing to inspire the next generation of creators and to unleash their imagination? So getting back to this character Cast, she represents creativity, she represents culture, she represents ingenuity, she utilizes her passion in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And the background is she's using all of those things to fight against the world. This is the backstory that I'm giving you now. Cast is using her STEM technology to fight against a world that's been taken over by AI. So it's a really, really, really interesting story. And it comes from the Clock Striker series. So we're really pleased to have her as the lead character on the front of our drive. And she says, there's a quote from her. She says, "My technology exists to help people." And you can see her there. She's distinctly a Black African character. She uses her STEM technology to develop this prosthetic hand. That's actually her secret weapon. And so we're really proud to be able to feature this world's first product and using her as our symbol for imagination and what the future could look like.
Love it. And inclusion, not just because she's Black, but because of the prosthetic arm as well. Love it. And it's tied, as you said, Brian, to the manga series Clock Striker. So you've got Cast on the outside. And then under the hood of this special edition SSD, I understand there's exclusive content as well from digital artists and producers, as well as 6 months free of Clip Studio Paint X. Can you tell us about both of those?
Absolutely. We're including some content inside the drive. So when they purchase their product, when they open the box, already loaded on the drive is going to be content. The subscription to Clip Studio Paint is a 6-month subscription, and that's the world's leading anime and manga creators tool. There's also something really interesting that we put into, when I talked about before, understanding inclusion and diversity. We've included a piece on how to draw diverse manga, and it focuses on things that we often don't think about, such as hairstyles, skin color, facial expressions. So there's a piece that in the drive as well called How to Draw Diverse Manga. There's also a book that we're really proud to be able to include. It's a book from an author named David George. It's called Black Boy Create. And he really chronicles his journey and sets out essentially a toolkit and a path for other folks that want to be creative, and how to be creative, and really how to establish your brand and things to do to be successful. So that's inside the drive as well. In addition to that, there are several sneak peek releases from Saturday AM, the leading diverse manga publisher. And so they've given us a few sneak peek releases that we're also including inside the drive.
We're chatting with Brian Pridgen, Director of Product Marketing at Western Digital, the parent company to SanDisk. We're learning all about its Afrofuturism edition of a new extreme portable SSD or solid state drive, just in time for Black History Month. And just to bring everybody up to speed, Brian, SanDisk Extreme, as the name suggests, these are more of your durable drives, right? I mean, they're faster, they can withstand all the sort of the bumps and grinds of everyday life, including for content creators who take this on the go.
That's very, very true. And what you want to think about for all of your listeners out there, as we said before, we all have more digital content than ever before. And for those of us that are on the road, that are traveling from office to office, from classroom to classroom, from studio to studio, we want to have the content with us. So you need to make sure whatever device you store your digital content on is durable. So when it comes to things like water resistant, dust resistant, drop proof, this drive being the SanDisk Extreme gives you that as well.
Brian, I've had SanDisk drives go through the washing machine, and my data is fine. I don't encourage anyone to do that on purpose, but just so you know, I can definitely attest to that. So you can go to sandisk.com, and then there's a Best Buy drop for this device, $129 for 1,000 gigs or 1 terabyte. Thanks again, Brian. Always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. I look forward to hearing from you again.
Before we wrap up another episode of Tech Talk, while we often talk about new technology on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics. In fact, it's super easy to recycle your devices. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of the many drop-off locations near you. After all, when it comes to your tech, what's inside counts. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics with recyclemyelectronics.ca, you're keeping them out of landfills and the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which could then be put back into manufacturing. And you're protecting your personal data with ensured data destruction. When it comes to our devices, the future is literally in your hands. That website again is recyclemyelectronics.ca.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll catch up with you next time on another episode of Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now.
Don't forget to tune in to Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.